Extract 1.
Awards season kicked off with the Critics' Choice Awards Sunday, seeing La La Land scoop the top prize for Best Picture. The musical love story stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. It won 8 of the 11 categories it was nominated for. On the red carpet, Stone said her favourite part of making the film was the connection she had with her co-stars. Casey Affleck took home Best Actor for Manchester by the Sea, about a working-class American family dealing with tragedy. Natalie Portman's portrayal of First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy in Jackie earned her Best Actress. Meanwhile, Viola Davis and Mahershala Ali won Best Supporting Actress and Actor. The Critics' Choice Awards are chosen by more than 300 members of the Broadcast Film Critics Association.
Extract 2.
American pop star Taylor Swift and former One Direction member Zayn surprised their fans with a special Christmas treat. Malik and Swift swapped verses in I Don't Wanna Live Forever, a melancholic R&B-tinged track, which unexpectedly appeared in the US iTunes store just before midnight on Friday. The song will feature in the sequel to the 50 Shades of Grey film, based on the erotic romance trilogy by E.L. James. Grammy Award-winning Swift shared news of the single on social media with the cryptic comment ZT50. Malik, who quit the chart-topping boy band One Direction last year, posted a picture of himself with Swift with the hashtag #IDon'tWannaLiveForever.
Extract 3.
Judge Reinhold has been arrested at Dallas Love Field Airport after he refused to be screened at a security checkpoint, police said. The 59-year-old actor was taken into custody on Thursday and charged with disorderly conduct. That's according to a statement by the Dallas Police Department. Reinhold's lawyer told local media his client went through a TSA scanner and was stopped when his bag set off an alarm. He added that agents asked to pat Reinhold down, but the actor didn't understand why it was needed after he went through the scanner without setting off the alarm. Police officials weren't immediately available for comment.
Extract 4.
Star power doesn't always bring in dollars at the box office. Johnny Depp and Will Smith have topped a list of Hollywood's most overpaid actors. Depp found himself at the top of the Forbes list for the second year in a row after his movie Alice Through the Looking Glass brought in just $300 million at the global box office after costing around $170 million to produce. Will Smith joins Johnny. His 2015 film Concussion grossed just $13 million more than its $34 million budget. And Gorgeous George came in fifth on the list with a box office return of $6.70 for every $1 he was paid, largely because of the failure of Tomorrowland, which cost $190 million to produce. Magic Mike star Channing Tatum and comedian Will Ferrell rounded out the top five.
Extract 5.
Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger has become a dad for the eighth time. His ballet dancer girlfriend gave birth to a son in New York. His publicist confirmed that both mother and father are delighted, and Mick was at the hospital for the arrival. The 73-year-old singer already has seven children with previous partners, as well as five grandchildren, and he became a great-grandfather in May 2014. Jagger and Hamrick, who's 29, began dating about 2 years ago, according to media reports.
Extract 6.
The animated Disney film Moana remains the hero of the North American box office. The movie about a teenaged girl trying to save her people collected nearly $19 million to hold on to the number one spot for the third week in a row.
Want a party?
Moviegoers apparently were ready. Paramount's Office Christmas Party took in $17.5 million in its opening weekend. Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman led an ensemble cast to second place at the box office.
Unfortunately, some have escaped.
Even though some audiences went elsewhere, the Harry Potter prequel, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, still came in third at the box office. The Warner Brothers film snagged nearly $11 million in weekend sales. Rounding out the top five is Arrival at number four with $5.6 million. And the fantasy science fiction film, Doctor Strange, at number five. It took in $4.6 million.